Whatever about forbidden fruit and pillars of salt, one biblical idea that provides ever-growing resonance in the era of climate change is the story of Noah's flood. That was hardly what Benjamin Britten had in mind in 1957 when the composer adapted as an opera for adults and children's voices a medieval tale of one family's struggle to preserve life on Earth from the rising tides. But things change. As part of Limerick City of Culture celebration, Britten's Noah's Flood was performed in St Mary's Cathedral, Limerick over the last week with musical talents from local schools alongside more experienced singers and players. Culture Files' Elizabeth Whelan brought her oilskins to the cathedral for rehearsals to meet the cast and choirmeister and musical director of the project, Peter Barley.
We're like puppeteers, the people with the animals. I'm a bird and we have to like climb over the audience when we're coming up singing one of our songs. When we're on the boat, on the ark, we have to like kind of rest them down, and then when the storm comes they like go back and forth, they get really scared. When the storm kind of dies down, all the families have to come over and kind of like calm them down so they stay on the boat and don't fly away.
My role in Noah's Flood is musical director, so I conduct the orchestra and the singers, and also I was responsible for putting the project together. I'd been fortunate to take part in a performance when I was away in Canada previously, and it struck me that when I heard about City of Culture plans for this year, I thought this would be an ideal piece to do because it touches on so many different strands. Obviously the music, but we've been fortunate to work with a fantastic designer called Emma Fisher, and she's designed some wonderful costumes and masks for the animals, that's the children in the chorus who play the part of the animals on the ark, and also her design of the ark itself. So it really is a celebration way beyond just music. The story is obviously very recognisable as a story in Noah's Ark. The text is from a medieval mystery play dating many centuries back, and in fact, of course, it's rather nice to be performing in a medieval cathedral. The composer, Benjamin Britten, who wrote Noah's Flood, the music obviously, he stipulated in the score that it should be performed in a cathedral or a church or a large hall, but not in a theatre. I think this is because of the sort of religious, sacred nature of the piece.
Noah! Noah! Take thou thy company, and in the shipper high that you be. And beasts and fowl with thee thou take, he and she, mate to mate. For it is my liking, mankind for to annoy.
There are six solo roles for children playing parts of the sons and wives, and a further seven or eight roles for Mrs. Noah's gossips, they're called, basically her cronies. And so those are all children still at school. It's been great to basically have celebrate local talents through the singing, through the music playing, through the building of a set, through every aspect of production is basically a celebration of what Limerick and the immediate environment can offer.
My My role is Mrs. Hen. She goes with the other wives, cooking and cleaning and making the boat way more better. It's all made of wood, and there's like all hay and blankets for the animals, and we usually clean it up and tie ropes and cut off the trees, and it's really fun.
It's a very practical piece. I mean, Britten was a very practical composer. The way he wrote for the singers, and also in particular the way he wrote for the instruments, to involve, I should say, you know, a huge number of younger players involved in the orchestra. And he wrote music that isn't simple, but that is accessible for the children, and that they can feel that they're actually at the heart of the piece. They're actually an important constituent. There's a lovely quotation from Imogen Holst, who worked closely with Britten as an assistant, and she said that he didn't write these sounds just because it was easy. He wrote them because they were the sounds he wanted. So it's not writing down, as it were, for the children. It's writing the sounds that he knows will work and that the children can produce.
Father, I am already bound, an axe I have and by my crown, as sharp as any in all this town.
I play Sem, Noah's son. Well, I have to make an axe, and I really like the axe. And we use a chop down a tree, and we're there just to be supportive of Noah.
Now in the name of God, I will begin to make the ship a hill that we shall in.
Because he's always arguing with his wife, and we just have to be there for him and support him and tell him that he's doing the right thing, because that's what God wants him to do.
The music of Benjamin Britten's Noah's Flood, performed at St Mary's Cathedral in Limerick there. And you heard also from Millie, Jack, Olivia and musical director Peter